Doug Smith, author of High Frequency Measurement and Noise in Electronic Circuits, talks about the content of his course.
Hi, I'm Doug Smith, and I'd like to take a minute or two to discuss one of the topics for my upcoming seminar. Topics of the seminar include design verification and troubleshooting, design techniques, and measurements. Today, I would like to talk about a limitation on many active probes most of us are not aware of. That is that most active probes older than a year or two old do not work. They do not work. What do I mean by that? Suppose you are measuring a 900 MHz RF signal. A typical active probe of 2 years ago would measure the signal as having twice the amplitude it really has, and this using the small probe tip pins that come with the probe. I'm not talking of long or inappropriate connection hardware here, just the little pins that come with the probe. Measurement using the same probe on a step produces significant overshoot and ringing. The problem lies in that for many measurements, we have no idea what the waveform shape is supposed to be. We just want the amplitude, such as power to ground noise, ground to ground noise, ground bounce, crosstalk, and many other types of measurements. If the measurement of a noise voltage gives a 50 to 100% overstatement of the amplitude, we're likely to add unnecessary cost to the product. So in the course, we'll discuss which active probes work and why, and a simple modification you can make to the probe you already have to improve its response and nearly double its useful bandwidth, which I call a bandwidth over which the probe response is reasonably flat. So looking forward to seeing you in the course, and hope you come. Thanks.
Doug Smith regularly teaches seminars in both public and private forums around the world. You can join his 2-day seminar at Oxford University this December.